Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson Program. It's hump day, midweek. Tigers afternoon game today. Scott Anderson, how are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
Yeah. Have you decided when you're going to shoot the boot?
For what?
Well, the Pistons schedule was announced.
Yes. Yes, it was. I said Friday, Sunday. It is Thursday, Sunday.
That's right. Yep. So I think Kang and I both would like to know when you're going to shoot the boot, just so we can be prepared for it.
Okay. I already did. I did it last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. All so, right. Yeah, all set.
Thursday, Sunday.
Thursday, Sunday.
Good yeah. God.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, look, it's something. I mean, this whole series is going to take 2 weeks if it goes 7 games. But look, you know, I mean, we're new to this. We've always kind of watched it from afar and done, hey, whatever, because it didn't really impact us. And it even didn't impact us when we were in it because we weren't going very far.
No.
And we knew that. But this could be a series, man. I was listening to stuff out of New York, Tom Thibodeau and Carl Anthony Towns and their reporters debating. And they're taking the Pistons seriously. At least they say they are. There's a couple things that I find very interesting. But yeah, schedule comes out and glad to see it because it's easier to plan. And I'm glad I didn't buy tickets to game one in Detroit. I'm very glad I didn't get tickets to game one in Detroit.
Because it's a Thursday and that's the draft.
Yes. Now, people can sit here and debate what, you know, I heard some people calling up the morning show. I can't believe anybody wants to watch names get called off. Well, that's like saying, I can't believe people get excited to peel pieces of paper off boxes at Christmas. Like it's the excitement. It's the anticipation. It's the buildup. It's the discussion. It's the, can you believe it's, I mean, that's what the draft is. The draft is the unveiling of what your team is walking away from. And so it's a big part of it is the anticipation and the buildup. And it's way more than names being read off cards. However, there's nothing wrong with you choosing to watch the Pistons over the NBA draft. But yes, we'll get to that in a second. So schedule comes out. As we knew, game one is Saturday night, 6 p.m. I think I might do a little game watching sesh, get some buddies over because we haven't been able to do this for something like an NBA playoff game in so long. And an NBA playoff game that has a bit of intensity. So I don't know if you have plans Saturday night, if you'd like to come over and watch a game.
Oh, wow, an invitation.
Yes, yes. Hmm. Yes. Yeah, sure. Come on over.
You get a maybe.
I got a maybe, a strong maybe. You got yes, I will attend, maybe, and sending of regrets.
Or regrets. Yes.
Yeah, you're at the maybe camp. Kang, you want to make the trek across Metro Detroit and watch a game in my basement?
That's more than across Metro Detroit, Doug.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hike.
You're outside of Metro Detroit, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's skirts. We're on the skirts.
Skirts?
Yeah, but you're more than welcome.
Thank you for the offer.
Yes, yeah, so we can fire up something else on the other TVs.
Just what I give him. Give him a solid maybe. That's all. It works.
Slow play him. Yeah. Am I getting slow played by a guy? That sounds like a classic slow play.
I'll tell you what I tell my kids. We'll see.
There it is. That's a dad response.
We'll see.
My kids, I've gotten to the point where I have to, if I ask the kids a question and they say maybe, I tell them maybe means no. I say that to them all the time. When you guys say maybe, I'm interpreting that as a no. So if you really mean maybe, you better sell me on it, because right now I'm interpreting that as a no.
My dad would tell us all the time, we'll see.
Yeah.
And we learned maybe by the age I was 10, because my mom used to tell us the answer. She said, just if your father says we'll see and there's no expression with it, it means no. If your father says we'll see and then he's trying to stifle a smile and his dimples show up, it means yes.
So we'll see in my house means neither no or yes. We'll see means I hope you forget. If the kids say, hey, this summer, instead of going to a national park, can we just go to Hawaii and sit on a beach? We'll see. And that's, you're going to forget you asked, and we won't have to do that. We get to go to the national park. But
all the stuff that I'm going through right now, Doug, and you've been through it, all the stuff that my parents said to me, I'm regurgitating to my kids.
Isn't
and
wild?
I can't believe it, man.
It is so weird. And
because I said so. Damn it, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah.
I hated that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said so.
Why? Because. Why? Because. Why? Because I said so. Damn it.
You made me go there. I didn't want to go there.
This is your fault, child.
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
Trust me, right?
So anyway, Gator basically turned down my invitation.
I did
so
not.
Did Ken.
I said, we'll see.
I even sent the salad maybe.
I won't be planning on it. So game one Saturday night, as we knew, 6 p.m. Game two is Monday night at 7:30. And game three is the first night of the NFL draft at LCA. The time to be determined. Now, is there conflict? Well, if all you care about is the Lions pick at 28 and you don't care about any of the buildup and you don't think they're going to trade up, but you are interested in the draft, obviously the likelihood of the Lions picking before the Piston game is over is slim. The Piston game will likely be over. Now, could it get a 9 p.m. start time? I suppose it could. It doesn't feel like they'd put East Coast teams at 9 p.m., but it is New York, and it depends on what other games.
Not on a Thursday.
Seems unlikely. But you know what? I couldn't help but think, if this were last year.
No, how unfair that would be.
And the Pistons were hosting the same night as Detroit hosting the NFL draft. That would have been insane, because there is a lot of interest in this Piston team and this Piston postseason. Wow. Now, maybe not as much interest as I had hoped for. And, you know, in terms of just discussing this team and the buildup, and we'll get into that coming up, but I mean, they're going to sell out, and I suspect once the games actually start, there will be some buzz, which there's very little of right now, honestly. But that would have been crazy. Now, last year, obviously, I'm talking about if the Lions were hosting the draft and this Piston team. Last year, the Pistons sucked.
Right.
I got it. But this Piston team has a shot, has a real shot. And so anyway, that would have been crazy.
Right. So anyway, we got to think about, How do you view that whole thing? I think you're right. The Pistons game concludes before the Lions draft, but the draft is so much more than a Lions pick at 28.
Yeah,
it's all the drama and intrigue that goes on. You know, the players that slide. It's, I can't wait. I cannot. We got another 8 days here.
I know, right? I can't wait for Saturday night. Yeah. It just feels like something we haven't participated in nearly two decades. Even though there were cursory appearances, they were somewhat ceremonial. Hey, we're in the playoffs. Cool. But what we're getting to do is seeing powerhouse Cleveland and Milwaukee teams sweep us out of the playoffs. These were ceremonial appearances. This is not a ceremonial appearance.
No, we're getting a little buildup to it, which is cool too.
But are we getting enough buildup to it? That is something I want to get into, because I'm wanting this to be a big story. I'm not sure it really is. And we will discuss. Morning Show touched on a little bit, and I heard some of the feedback coming in. We will get into the Pistons and the Knicks a little bit. What's being said out in New York in this series? We got a Tiger lackluster performance we need to unpack, and whether or not there is any reason to really react to that performance. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to make a move than right now at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. The weather's warming up, the days are getting longer, and it's the perfect time to take advantage of some incredible offers that are hard to beat. Right now, you can lease a 2025 Equinox EV for just $159 a month. That's right, only $159 a month. Plus, if you're looking for something with a little more power, you can drive off with a 2025 Silverado for just $298 a month. And here's the best part of both offers. They're only with $999 down. That includes taxes and fees. Yep, you heard that right. There's no hidden surprises. So whether you need a sleek new SUV or a powerful truck, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has the perfect vehicle waiting for you, but you're going to need to act fast. These deals are not going to last long, so why wait? Head on over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield today and take a test drive. You'll see for yourself why they're known for making a car buying experience stress-free. Spring into action today. Don't miss out on these fantastic deals. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, together, let's drive.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Anything on your mind, fair game, and we mean that. But with that said, I want to start with that schedule being announced. And, yeah, so we kind of went through the first three games at New York Saturday at 6, Monday at 7:30 at New York Madison Square Garden. Couple days off, and then they will play in Detroit Thursday, going on concurrently with the National Football League draft held in the hamlet of Green Bay. Then game two at LCA is Sunday at 1, which is game 4 of the series. Then they're at New York on Tuesday, which is game 5, back at LCA Thursday, game 6, and then game 7 would be in New York on Saturday. As far as goals for this series, I'm going to say something, Gator. I want this so bad, this series to be 2-2 after four games. I think you get to 2-2, it's on. And, you know, I don't expect the Pistons to sweep. I do not expect them to get swept. But what makes it, what really digs in with the intrigue is if you get to a 2-2 series, I feel like it's anybody's series. And I you know, really, really believe that the Pistons are going to push the Knicks deep. And I think they can win this. I mean, look, I don't think it's crazy to think the Pistons can win this series, even though nobody on that ESPN, their page of gurus, nobody is picking them to win the series.
I mean, I think you're right. You might be stating a little bit of the obvious there. If it's 2-2, that anybody can win it. Yeah, I think the goal is to win one of the first two games, though.
Yep.
Come home with a win. And if you're tied 1-1 coming back to Detroit, I think Piston fans will feel great about it. And I think that's a major accomplishment in starting to down the road towards your goals if you take one of the first two games in the series.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you're right. It is stating the obvious, but I guess I'm looking at, you know, the first hurdle to clear is to prove that this is going to be a series. And if they leave Detroit after game 4 tied at 2, you know, that's, I think, and you know what else that does? Because if it's 3-1 and they make it 3-2 or whatever, I think people will start to check out at 3-1. 2-2, it's on. But anyway, so the morning show talked about how the Piston home game is going up against the draft, and there's no question the draft is going to steal a good percentage of the Pistons' thunder in this town. That's just a fact. But they've kind of said something that we've talked about behind the scenes, and that is the Pistons are creating very little buzz leading into this thing. And last Friday, we sold a couple of topics really hard out of the beginning of the show and then let it settle in where it does. People are going to either react or not react. We got more Western Michigan hockey calls than we got Piston calls. More Western Michigan texts than we got Piston texts, which was weird and not expected. And I find that I am really compelled by this team And I think they are so much fun to watch and so counter to the narrative that's out there that gets tossed around all the time, that the Pistons are, or that the NBA is unwatchable. People use that term. Whenever we bring up the NBA, we will get response that the product is unwatchable. And that to me is one of those things where it says, tell me you haven't watched the Pistons play without saying you haven't watched the Pistons play. Because the Pistons are very watchable. And for a variety of reasons, I think they do things that are counter to that storyline, counter to that narrative. And, you know, they've tapped into, I think, some of the things that pump blood through the sports DNA in this town, and that is toughness and defense and unselfishness. And I guess I feel like, you know, look, you can choose to do whatever you want with your free time, your disposable income, what gets your screen at night. But I feel like people would be missing out if they aren't watching this Piston team.
Well, I guess, first of all, I'd push back a little bit on the with what happened on Monday's show. I think you're talking about a national championship Western team.
Friday. It was Friday's show.
Okay, Friday's. Well, yeah, even still, it's you were getting ready for that. We knew the Pistons weren't going to play for another week. So it's just we're just waiting for this. And I think now that we're starting to see some play-in games take place and we're just building up the momentum. Schedule release today. We know what the schedule is going to be. Now it's going to ramp up. And I think there's going to be quite a lot of enthusiasm for the NBA playoffs here locally, certainly, as we move on towards the end of the week here. And maybe even today, maybe this happens because we're starting to whet our appetite a little bit. You see Trae Young get ejected in yesterday's game and know how much you love Trae Young.
I've already had my favorite moment of the postseason.
Right. Steph Curry and company, they win last night and they look like, you know, they could be a problem because it's playoff time and they've got battle-tested players and, you know, they've added Jimmy Butler and the whole thing. So it's, I think basketball is going to start to ramp up quickly here.
248-539-9797. So I think the one thing about this Piston team that we should love. I think this town gravitates to teams that play defense. And I think we get sick of hype and stars. I think we got so sick of Sidney Crosby. We got so sick of LeBron James. We embrace team first mentality. And guys on this team, this Piston team, they don't hunt shots for themselves. The Knicks are going to run double teams at Cade Cunningham all night long. And Cade Cunningham will willfully give up the basketball. I mean, Thibodeau said yesterday, you guard Cade with a team. You don't guard him with one guy. And I think he will gladly give up the basketball. He's an unselfish star. And these are things that really tap into things that Detroit loves. I mean, I have no data to prove this. I think this team is exceptionally good, better than any Piston team I can remember in a long time. And there have been some bad Piston teams. But I think one of the things that they're exceptionally good at is the one more pass. They will make a pass to a guy who's got an open three, and there'll be somebody closing out on him, and the Pistons, it feels like to a man, they'll give it up. They'll give the basketball up for somebody with an opener three, as good as any Piston team I can remember. I think they are exceptionally good at that. They are the anti-hero basketball team, and that is something that I think this city can embrace. But here's what I'll ask to the Piston fan that doesn't need to be sold on this. What would you say to the fan that does need to be sold on this team and this product? Why this team is watchable and why this team should be tapping into the way when we get feverish about something, we do it really good. The city of Detroit really does it well when we get fired up about something. And we're not quite there yet with this Piston squad. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Hey, if you notice that your garage door is maybe a little sluggish, like a wet sponge, and it needs to just move better, the parts just seem to be loud and cranky, call Precision Garage Door Service today because they're going to come out, they're going to diagnose your problems, and then they're going to fix your problems. That's the most important thing. This is a local company,
proudly serving Southeast Michigan since 2001. It's a company I've actually used a couple of times. They came out to my house years ago, like 5-7 years ago, and fixed the problems that I had with the garage door. And then when I needed a new garage door, it was just a couple of years ago, because the old doors were just old and needed to be replaced. They came out, walked me through all the options, and I was able to pick out the perfect doors for my house. Here's what's awesome about them. All calls are answered 24/7 by a live person. And if you go online, you can schedule an appointment that works for you. That's right, a time that works for you. Not a time window of 6 hours that only works for the company and holds you hostage in your own house. That's not how it works. Give Precision Garage Door Service a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or go to precisiondoormi.com and schedule that appointment.
Let's get to your phone calls. Chris is in Oxford, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Chris.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
I am actually on my way right now to LCA to buy Piston playoff tickets for Game 2.
Are you? Okay. So Sunday at 1 o'clock, Game 2 being Game 4 of the series, Game 2 of the home games.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool.
We really wanted to go to Game 1 for the excitement, but we can't make it because of work restrictions. So Game 2 will be good. Who knows? Maybe we'll go for a sweep, but you never know. We can only hope.
Wow. That'd be an aggressive move. Good for you. You know, the funny thing is, we talked about this yesterday, and I'm really, really, really pleased that the NBA announced the games, the days and times. Well, they announced the days. They haven't announced all the times. Right. As soon as they could. Like, I don't know if they were waiting for the results of last night's play-in games or what. Because honestly, it is awfully inconvenient for people not to know when the games are.
No, exactly. But they did have to wait because of the seeding.
Yep. Yep. Although they, I guess they had to wait just for the Eastern, or I guess the 7-8 games last night. I don't know why that was, and they didn't wait for the 9-10 games or wait for all the playing games to be done. I didn't see any reporting on that. But yes, I'm glad they did. So you wouldn't be able to go to Game One anyway.
I personally could, but two of my friends couldn't.
Okay, gotcha.
So we opted for Game Two.
And you may go for
all four of them go.
You may go for the full suite, huh? You may go for the full suite, huh?
That'd be cool, but you never know.
Well, you know,
twice there.
It's not like a lottery. You know what you can afford.
Right.
You know? I mean, you have an idea of whether or not you're going to be able to get a suite. You're going to be the one asking, right? It's not random.
Oh, not a suite. We're getting four tickets.
Did you not say you were considering a suite?
Oh, no. Not a suite. I thought we could sweep the series.
Sweep. Oh.
He wants to sweep with you.
Pan. No? Pan?
Am I the only one that heard him say they were he was thinking about going for a suite? Now
the tuxedos make sense.
It was just a miscommunication. You heard something. He said something.
It's all right.
When he kept saying, you never know, I'm like, well, dude, you know if you're going to get a suite or not. You know if you can afford a suite. You never know. Well, you do.
He thought you were saying sweep.
This is sweet.
Did you guys hear sweet? Just me? Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox, 248-539-9797. Was watching the play-in games yesterday. The referees didn't call anything compared to the regular season. I think the Pistons have an advantage if they can get the same level of refereeing with the aggressive type of defense they play. There's no question. I mean, look, the last Piston-Knicks game might be irrelevant because Hart and Anunoby were out, okay? It might be irrelevant in terms of the result of the game. What might not be irrelevant is they let him play in that game. And Carl Anthony Towns got frustrated. And when that game ended, he stayed on the court talking to the officials. He was not happy. It was a physical game. And I had the thought at the time, that felt like a playoff whistle to me. And last night, letting everything go, I honestly think advantage Pistons. Now, they'll have two guys back. Tom Thibodeau said as much yesterday about how, hey, man, we didn't have two of our guys.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Pistons have played half the season without Jaden Ivey. Cry me a river, buddy.
Yeah, but Jaden Ivey's not back for this game. Thibodeau's two guys are.
Don't really care. Well, I just don't want to hear it anymore. I don't like hearing excuses. Go out and do what you're going to do. If you can beat the Pistons, great and good for you. But as far as is it setting up a physical style for the playoffs? Don't know. I don't know what the NBA is going to allow. We know that they've shut this down before, but they shut it down after the success, though.
Right.
It's like they let them have the run, and then they're like, all right, next year that's done. Well, we're going to gauge and see what the fans like or not, and then we'll move on. But with this opening series against New York, it does make it interesting because the Pistons basketball is physical, in your face. This is a team that fouls more often than most teams in the league. I think they're top five in fouls per game with on the bad side of that. It's a team that's kind of average in rebounding, but in steals and blocks, they're top 10. They're both, I think, ninth in both of those categories. They get after you a little bit. You know, it's fun to watch. If I'm trying to convince somebody to watch the Pistons, why it's different this time around, it's because I would try to encourage people to watch because it's a younger team that has some veteran leadership, but the younger guys are the guys that are getting all up in your face. They're physical. It's a kind of smash mouth hoops. They like to go inside with this. They like to finish at the rim, but they're also quite capable of shooting the ball from beyond the arc if they have to. I just worry that the Pistons might fall in love that a bit too much now that they're into the playoffs. I don't want them to change anything from their game plan of what worked during the season. The last week of the season, this team got a little 3-point happy.
Well, there's like playoff whistle, but there's also playoff officiating crew, and we don't know who the crew is yet. I don't think so, at least, and how they officiate games, right? So the physicality part, I think, remains to be seen. And as far as just, hey, wanting to watch the Pistons or giving this Pistons team a chance, if you haven't been watching them all year, whenever the Pistons seem to do it, and what I mean seem to do it, seem to be good in this league, they crash the party. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. They kind of do it their style, their way. They go against the grain of what the rest of the league is doing. The physicality part is one of them, right? The other part they do is they've got one of the most ethical scorers in the league in Cade Cunningham. He really does not foul hunt. He doesn't foul bait. You know, you got Harden, Trae Young, those guys out there. I mean, all the stars do it. But Cade doesn't. Like, there's games where he'll score 30 and shoot fourth free throws or something less than that, right? And I think that's refreshing to watch. I think you should tune in and see that. You won't see the stuff that maybe you don't like about the NBA because the Pistons do it different.
He's also gotten much more vocal in the last 20 games.
Now, yeah, they're going to have to get some calls here. Like, you can't just go through an entire playoff run and not get calls.
But this is a guy who I don't think had a technical foul and through the first 3.5 years of his career, and then all of a sudden in the last 20 games he's picked up a handful of them.
And I think it means more, and I think they're trying to set up the rest of the league. Like, hey, we do things different here, but we're not going to get pushed around either. You give us our calls when we deserve them. I think Bickerstaff getting ejected a couple times at the end of the year, going off at the presser. You mentioned, just like you said, Gatorade getting technicals. This team is not going to get pushed around on the court and off the court. And so I think this hopefully sets up for them to be physical and allow them to play a little more physical brand of basketball.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We've got feedback coming in here. Anyone who watches the draft over a playoff game is a massive loser, especially when the Lions pick isn't going to be announced until after the game is over. Well, we have the arbiter of who is a loser and who is not texting in. Your hometown team in a playoff game, no matter the sport, takes priority over everything. That's from an unnamed texter. Maybe I'll try watching the Piston game, but LeBron has ruined the game for me. Terry in his truck. Well, Terry, I've checked the rosters, and LeBron plays does not play for the Pistons nor the Knicks.
He plays, in fact, Doug, it's on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So
you can go to bed.
Right.
I hate the NBA, but I hope the Detroit Pistons do well. It's great for the city. Biggest issue watching the NBA is the nonstop foul baiting and the complaining that follows. And it's taking 20 plus minutes to play the last 2 minutes of a game, signed 80s NBA fan. It took a long time to play the end of the game back then, but I do think the foul baiting, and that's why Kang bringing up Cade being an ethical scorer as a superstar is a very valid point. Problem with the NBA has been so bad for so long that I've moved on to other things. The Pistons might be really good. Hell, maybe they'll win the championship, but I don't care. I've moved on to other things that occupy my time slash money. Why watch the Pistons and get fired up? It might just help you take the bad taste of the Red Wings out of your mouth. That's from an unnamed texter. I would tell the fan that hasn't paid attention to stay away. We don't need your bandwagon mentality. I mean, I will tell you then you are limiting how big this can be. If you're telling fans that haven't paid attention to stay away, you're wanting to make it your exclusive little club, and that will put a ceiling on how popular, how much buzz they will create. And I think that's you know, self-detrimental. I think you want your team to be create some excitement. 248-539-9797. Cliff is in Detroit next. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Cliff.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
All
right.
Hey, I'm all in with the Pistons. I love them. You're talking about coach of the year and team of the year, in my opinion. When these guys are healthy, they can beat anybody. That is, if the refs don't cheat. So, yes, everyone should watch them. They play a good game. And the turnaround is historical. So that's what I
got to
say.
You, when you say the refs don't cheat, what are you worried about? You worried about they're just going to give the Knicks a series?
Us not getting the calls that we should get. That's what I'm saying.
I think they're more worried about it than the Pistons should be worried about it.
Well, like I said, it's an important part of the game, as you guys know. You know, if in fact you got 3-5 missed calls, that's the balance of any basketball game.
I guess when I look at it, I'm not worried necessarily about the Pistons, you know, driving to the hoop, get hacked, and the foul's not called. That doesn't bother me as much as if the Pistons are going to be handcuffed because they play a physical style of defense and they start getting calls against them. That's why I'm concerned with the referees.
Either way, let the refs call the game straight, and the Pistons will beat New York.
I think if the refs swallow their whistle, the Pistons will beat New York.
And I think we'll see a game or two that goes like that. I don't think the series is going to be called the same.
248-539-9797. Tigers lackluster last night. We'll get to that today at 11:05. Is it anything to be concerned about? Big picture, small picture? Of course, they have an afternoon game today going for a series win against Milwaukee. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, as the grass outside turns from brown to green, it's a beautiful sight, right? You want to make sure it stays that way all summer long. Call Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service where you get green and stay green with Natural Way. 888-GET-GREEN is the telephone number, or go to naturalwaylawn.com. For a limited time only, purchase a full-on program and you get free grub control, but you got to mention me, Gator, and the station 97.1 The Ticket. You want to get green and stay green, how about saving some green? That's what happens when you prepay. Call by the end of the month, you get the early bird discount, and Natural Way has been fantastic for me. I've used them for over a dozen years now, about a dozen years, and I couldn't be happier with how green and lush my lawn is. Why? There's no dandelions. I don't see those weeds. They don't come around because they spray for them. You know what else I don't see? Crabgrass. Crabgrass sucks. If you see it in the middle of summer, it's too late to fix that problem. You got to make sure you take care of it right now. That first application is the most important for crabgrass control. Call Natural Way today. They use fewer chemicals. They use environmentally sound practices. In fact, each lawn is assigned its own specialist. You know you're getting the right care for your lawn. Custom tailored solutions specifically for your yard and your home. It's a locally owned company for over 35 years. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Give them a call today. 888-GET-GREEN or go to naturalwaylawn.com.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, Kang behind the glass, Kenny answering phones. It's a Wednesday, 10:19, Scott. 10:19 in the morning. 10:19 is when it happened.
Oh, come on. What?
We had our first Stony sighting.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to do some BS. We felt the earthquake.
No.
All right.
No, Stoney, who is
10-19.
Yes. Remember, there's a Tiger game today.
I know there's a Tiger game today.
So the earliest they're going to hit the air is what? If it's 4 o'clock is this.
3:45, 4 o'clock is the earliest.
Yes. And they're responsible for half the show content.
Yeah, 2 hours of show.
Stoney got here at 10:19. Now, you put in a lot of time to prepare for a show.
Yeah.
And a lot of effort goes in and all that. Assuming he starts show preparation at 10:19, the earliest he goes on the air is 4.
Does he have a podcast he's got to do?
Maybe. 5 hours and 40 minutes of prep time before a 2-hour show is a lot. It's a lot of prep time.
It is?
Yep.
Yeah.
But he is known to linger. He is known to be here.
I would not have expected 10:19.
10:19
if we had a time,
early.
I always said way closer to 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Now, to be fair, there's also a rule here that somebody has to be here during play-by-play just in case there's
a catastrophic event or something.
Yes, yes, locusts. And you have to break into live programming. So there's always one of us here until 2 o'clock, and then the afternoon show's responsible. So somebody has to be here at 2.
Correct.
From their show. But Stoney is...
dedicated.
Yep. Dedicated is a great term for Mike Stone. 10:19, first Stoney sighting. Okay. Feedback coming in on the Pistons. The Pistons mix of castaway vets with a chip on their shoulder and young talent who have rapidly developed under a new coach who built a culture that matches the city. They are a team with an identity. Finally, the gritty Pistons are here. That's from Drew in Lake Orion. If any Piston fan thinks the Detroit team is going to benefit from officiating, I got some bad news for you. You know, it is... the weird thing is, if the league really wanted the Knicks to win more, they'd won more than no championship since, what, 1973? Is that their last one?
Is that
Willis Reed?
Willis Reed coming in later?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think that the league... it was 1973. I mean, don't you think the league would have helped them out a little bit more?
I mean, honestly, the Knicks have not been relevant in my mind since Patrick Ewing. And they had, what was it, a series against Indiana and Reggie Miller? It's like Mark Jackson versus Reggie Miller, which was a great back and forth. That's like 1993 or something.
So it's been a minute.
So, yeah. I would imagine the league would love to have the Knicks do something. But at this point, it's been so long. I know it's a fun place to go to, mm-hmm. and that's what the league wants. I mean, the league wants them to advance if they're going to be competitive, that's one thing, you know. But this is not a team that's going to beat Boston or beat Cleveland, and neither is Detroit for that matter. But it could be fun to watch them get to that point. The league's got bigger fish to fry. They're worried about the Lakers.
Yeah, right. I'm going to LCA to that outdoor plaza to watch the game on the big outdoor screen, and I'm going to watch the draft on my phone, too. I'm going to do a bit of both. That's from an unnamed texter.
I think that could be a lot of fun.
You think? Is there anything going on that you guys have read or heard about?
I haven't seen that they're going to set up the plaza view. I haven't seen that. Maybe it's been reported somewhere. I have not seen it.
Not that I want to tell them how to do their job. But please
do it.
Right? This is the whole point of having that outdoor area. Let's go.
Right.
Let's make it a party.
Food trucks,
bands,
cheap beer.
Let's go.
Flat top griddles.
Yes.
Let's go.
I mean, I reached out to someone from the Pistons. Haven't heard back. So I'd love to know.
You wanted to cook?
Did you?
Yeah. I haven't heard back.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you wanted to. You were going to bring the.
Me? No,
he reached out to find out if there was going to be a party.
Yeah, like an actual. You know.
Yep.
I hope they do. I really hope they just completely embrace this thing.
We're talking about home playoff game, fire up the free outdoor plaza viewing.
And away, too. I'm with you, Gator.
Yeah, I think it'd be, as long as the weather's cooperating,
yes,
you know, then you can, because that it's set up so, and now with they got all that space in front right now that is, you know, still under development. Who knows what it's going to be? Can you imagine? You just get food trucks and doing all that?
The NFL draft is reserved for Piston commercial breaks. That's from an unnamed texter. Yes, game three of the series, first home game for Detroit, conflicts with the first round of the NFL draft for people just joining us. I'm a Piston and Lions fans, but also a WWE fanatic. WrestleMania is this weekend.
It's true. Saturday and Sunday.
He goes on to write, but Piston playoff is first over anything. So WrestleMania is that, I assume, Saturday night?
It's forever. It's like a...
It's Saturday and it's Sunday and it takes up way too much damn time. And I'm tired that they do it 2 days in a row.
Is it like 8 hours each day or something?
It's a full work shift for two weekend days. You have to watch 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday.
And are you going to do it?
I'll have it on the second screen. Oh, yeah.
Kenny's dedicated. He is dedicated. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Piston fans, sell your product. Why is this team, in your opinion, counter to the NBA narrative that many people think it is unwatchable? I'll say this about this series, too. It has a chance to be spicy. It has a chance to be spicy because last week when they played, that game started out, and I felt like the Knicks were treating the Pistons like little brother style. We're going to keep you down. We're going to talk about it. And some bad blood was developed as that game went on. There was a lot of trash talk, and I think the Knicks were trying to bully the Pistons. And it was physical. The refs did let him play. And Thibodeau stressed that the Knicks are actually toying with the two center lineup with Karl Anthony Towns and Mitchell Robinson on the floor at the same time. And I wonder if that's a little bit in a effort to counter the Pistons, you know, beef and not beef stew, but just their overall toughness and the way they play the game. And then there was the lob at the end to Jalen Duren when the Knicks had pretty much white flagged it and the Pistons threw a lob. And they didn't react outwardly, but even in the play-by-play, of all people, Rick Mahorn, if you missed it, was saying, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, I think we make too much of that. We're making more of that than needs to be made. It's the end of that game. I don't know if it didn't look as bad as I thought it was going to be as I'm looking back on it now. Can the Knicks use that as motivation? Sure. Go ahead. Hook them. Whatever works for you. I think that they've got other things that can motivate them rather than waiting for the last play of a, you know, kind of a meaningless game at that point. So the two big men is something to be concerned about, because is that going to, you know, change the approach, what the Pistons have? Is it going to be, they're going to be physicaling themselves out of the game? You know, Duren and Stewart can both foul a lot. That can be a problem for them at times. But typically Jalen Duren is just a double-double waiting to happen. I mean, he's averaged that throughout the season. But what does that put more pressure on Ausar Thompson? Because Jalen Brunson's the guy you got to stop. So Ausar Thompson, we love what Ausar Thompson can do defensively. Mm-hmm. Are they going to allow Ausar Thompson to play tight defense on Jalen Brunson?
All right, so is there any concern coming out of yesterday's Tiger game? We will get to that at 11:05, plus a Lion with a decision and goes public with why he did it. We'll get to that at 11:30. Tiger baseball this afternoon, 97.1 The Ticket.